So again, as we're getting closer to Pentecost, Jesus is preparing his disciples, the church, for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we see here this intimate Trinitarian connection. The Father and the Son have everything in common, and that the Spirit will be sent out to share the very stuff that the Father and the Son share. And so we're invited to enter into a very intimate relationship with God the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, that the very life that they share is available for us to share as well. And what a beautiful promise Jesus tells the church, that the Spirit will lead, will guide to all truth. He says he will guide you to all truth. It's important for us to know that you is the plural form. So maybe we would say he would guide all y'all to the truth, not just an individual kind of pursuit where I can have this one-on-one connection. Of course we can, but the Spirit is given to the church and primarily to the apostles, that teaching authority that a church has. Jesus is giving the foundation for that. And then we prayed the response to a psalm, that heaven and earth are full of the glory of God. And this is the prayer of the Jewish people for centuries before the coming of Jesus. This awareness that heavens, the earths, everything makes known the reality of God. And this is why Paul can have the confidence to go to the Greeks and tell them the truth about God, the truth about Jesus. So Paul, in his journey now, is in Athens, the center of the Greek world, the center of the philosophical debate and development and discourse. And so they're on Mars Hill, Areopagus, where just these philosophers would come and they would just debate and share their ideas in a very disciplined, informed way. You know, like if there was an intellectual news channel where people actually had a true debate, we could maybe have an idea of what was happening here. Maybe in the old days of the universities where they would truly debate ideas going back and forth. This is what happened, and this is where Paul went. And he says something so beautiful, so true. He tells the people, I see that you are a religious people. I see the temples that you have throughout your city. I see this in you, this good desire to worship God. I also see this temple you've created to the unknown God. Let me tell you about him. And he goes on to proclaim Jesus, the kerygma, the saving message of Jesus Christ. And so Paul gives us a beautiful tool for evangelizing. As you go about your day today and the rest of your life, as you encounter people who have a diminished view of God or of Christianity or of the church, who have not yet completed their knowledge, who have not received the fullness of the Spirit, it's your job to find out what questions that they're asking. What temples, quote unquote, have they built in their life? What desires are they trying to satisfy with the little idols in their world? So that we can affirm them in their desire for more than what they have. Affirm them in their desire to worship something. Because without the revelation of Jesus Christ, what we worship will always fall short. But the desire to worship is good. And so those of us who live in the truth, who are members of the one holy Catholic Church, can say, I see you are a religious people. I see that you've built these temples. Let me tell you what you're really looking for. And then we can go on and share with them Jesus Christ. But we need to know what questions they're asking, what postures they've taken, what idols they've constructed, so we can redirect them to the truth. This is what Paul was doing, and it's a good example for each one of us. Now, what was the response of the Greeks? Some laughed and scoffed at him. Some walked away and said, we'll come back later to listen to you. So maybe he wasn't well received, but he was still proclaiming the truth. And so it's a good inspiration for us not to grade ourselves on how well people respond to the invitation, but to be passionate in our pursuit of the truth and then to share that truth with everyone that we encounter. This is one of the reasons why we have received the Holy Spirit, so that we can make Jesus known to the whole world. So as the heavens and the earth are shining forth the glory of God, we can direct it truly to the person of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. We're preparing for this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost in about 10 or 11 days. Let's pray to be inspired as we receive that gift to go forward like Paul and share it with everyone we encounter.